Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Op die paaie, die verkeer is stadig in Alberton op die R59 Suid op pad na Kliprivier Rylaan en die ongeluk in Woodmead ontwrig steeds die verkeer op die M1 Noord naby Woodmead Rylaan.
Reaction is streaming in after President Cyril Ramaphosa signed the expropriation bill into law. The DA says it's in discussion with its legal team because the party has its reservations about procedures and substantive aspects of the bill. The MK party released a statement saying they categorically reject the law, saying it isn't true land restitution, and the civil rights group AfriForum says they're ready to take legal action to protect property owners from expropriation without compensation. Moving abroad in Davos, Switzerland, the US President Donald Trump made his long-awaited address to the World Economic Forum, saying his new administration will bring international peace. He spoke via video link.
Our country will soon be stronger, wealthier, and more united than ever before, and the entire planet will be more peaceful and prosperous as a result of this incredible momentum and what we're doing and going to do.
And with that, we move into the Business Minute. So we spoke a bit earlier on how it wasn't the best day for Sasol. Kyle Kutse from Cartesian Capital zooms in on this issue.
Sasol put out a production and sales statement today, wherein the company downwardly revised its volume guidance for its Secunda and Natref operations due to challenges encountered in the first half of Sasol's trading year. The operational issues include coal quality issues at Secunda, civil unrest in Mozambique, and a fire at the Natref oil refinery.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
One bright spot in the production and sales statement relates to improved revenue from Sasol's international chemicals unit. Sasol shares ended the day more than 3% lower, with the share price having declined nearly 50% this past year. Recently installed CEO Simon Baloyi has a tough task ahead of restoring stability to the company.
A dollar at this stage trading at R18.57, a euro R19.29, and a pound sitting at R22.87. Gold is trading at $2,745.72 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil sitting at $79.36 per barrel. I'm Marlene Frischier, more news at 7.
Sport word geborg deur Superbets. Ken jy jou sport beter as enigiemand anders? Bewys dit by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
We start off with the Betway SA 20, where the Durban Supergiants are taking on the Paarl Royals in Durban. The Supergiants won the toss and chose to bat first, 91-4, the score at the moment for the Durban Supergiants, who got off to a pretty good start with Quinton de Kock and Matthew Brietske getting 45 and 25 respectively, but then it's been pretty downhill from there. 91-4 leaves them at a run rate of 6.42, and there are just 5 overs left after this one that's been bowled at the moment. Both Tottenham Hotspur and Hoffenheim find themselves in precarious positions domestically, but the Europa League offers them some reprieve when they meet in Germany tonight. Ange Postecoglou's men have won just one of their last Premier League outings, of their last 10 Premier League outings, with continental football also taking a bit of a dip. And the Australian feels that playing this much football, though, isn't sustainable for the current squad sizes.
If you want to compete at this level and you happen to do well in all competitions, then you know there's no other way to kind of counteract it. You have to rotate your team. You have to virtually almost have two separate lineups. Now, we haven't been able to do that. Like I said, some of that was because of the injury toll we had earlier in the season, and that's sort of accumulated.
Other matches happening tonight in the Europa League see Porto taking on Olympiacos, Fenerbahce take on Leo, and Manchester United face Rangers. Los Pumas fly half Nicolas Sanchez has called time on his illustrious career. Sanchez holds the points record for Argentina, and one of the highlights of his career was the 2015.